spirits of air, earth, and water. These threesomes were not the only significant beings to spring into life at this time. All over the world, as the Titanomachy raged around them, nature sprites and spirits of all kinds began to multiply and claim their areas of sovereignty. One pictures them scampering for shelter and trembling behind bushes while the rocks and thunderbolts fly through the air and the earth shakes with the violence of war. Somehow, these often fragile beings survived and thrived to enrich the world with their beauty, dedication, and charm. Perhaps the best known of them are the nymphs, a major class of minor female deities, divided into clans or subspecies according to their habitats. The Oreads held court in the mountains, hills, and grottos of Greece and its islands, while the Nereids, like the Oceanids from whom they descended, were denizens of the deep. Naiads, their freshwater counterparts, were found in lakes and streams of running water, or in the reeds that fringed them and on riverbanks. Over time, some water nymphs began to associate themselves with ever more specific realms. Soon there were the Pegae, who looked after natural springs, and Potameiades, who dwelt in and around rivers. The Tagides were nymphs associated with just one river, the Tagus, but now that I've mentioned them, we can forget all about them as we shan't meet them ever again. On land, the Auloniades kept to pastures and groves, while the Lymacides lived in meadows. Woodland spirits included light-winged dryads and the hamadryads, sylvan nymphs whose lives were tied to the trees they made their home. When their tree died or was cut down, they died too. More specialist wood nymphs populated just apple trees or laurels. The Meliae, nymphs of the sweet manna-bearing ash tree, we have already met. The fate of the hamadryads shows that nymphs could die. They never aged or fell prey to diseases, but they were not always immortal. And so, while the natural world ripened, rippled, and replicated in this prodigiously bravura manner, seeding itself with ever more marvellous demigods and immortals, the earth trembled and shook with the violence and terror of war. But this proliferation ensured, when the smoke and dust of battle at last cleared, the victors would rule a world filled with life, colour, and character. The triumphant Zeus was set to inherit an earth, sea, and sky infinitely richer than the one into which he had been born.